Today is Father's Day, and perhaps I'm conscious that some people, they have a very distorted picture of a bad father. Somebody who was not loving and caring, or perhaps abusive. But we have picture of good fathers, and the best picture of our Heavenly Father. So today, I invite you to open your Bibles, if you have one, or follow on the screen. I'm going to read about a father's faith. Somebody, perhaps you have heard about it, Abraham, and perhaps there are some lessons that we as a fathers, we could learn. Or we as a mothers, who are sometimes fathering mothers to some children, we could learn. So open your Bibles in the book of Genesis chapter 17. I'm going to read a few verses from chapter 17 and starting on verse 15 to 19. And then I'm going to jump to chapter 22 to read just two verses. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 17, verses 15 to 19, God also said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her, and will surely give you a son by her. And I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her." Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man of 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, "If only Ishmael I live under your blessing." Then God said, "Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him." Now, in chapter 22, I'm going to read just two verses before we pray. Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. Some time later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you." A father's faith. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we read your word this morning, Father, we pray that help us to take away from our minds distorted pictures of fatherhood. I pray for that person that perhaps cannot connect with you as a father. But I pray that she or he will be able to read these words thinking about his or her Heavenly Father. And I pray for ourselves as we remember our fathers. Perhaps we have wonderful memories. We lost our father, or our father is far away, or we have the blessings to have him around. I pray that you could help us to reflect upon the scriptures this morning, so we will be able to learn lessons to be better people, better fathers, better children. So, Father, into your hands we place our time together because we come in the name of Jesus. Amen. A father's faith. Abraham was a father of God's own chosen. He lived up to his role. He was called by God and said, "You are going to be a dad." So God have chosen Abraham. And now Abraham has this big test. And as we read this morning, it's Father's Day, I sense that we can learn a few lessons as we study Abraham's life. Abraham became the father of the chosen people, this big nation. We are people of Israel by adoption. We belong to them because spiritually we are called children of God. Abraham have to pass that test. And the first thing we can read here is that Abraham was a humble man. He was a meek and humble man. The problem with our society, when we think about a man who is humble or meek, we think about of a man who is weak or easily walk on. And that's not what the Bible says about a man who is humble or meek. But that is what the Bible said about Abraham. He was a humble man. Now, let's see what the Bible said about being humble. In the Bible, we read Moses, who is the greatest leader in history. Moses is referred in the book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 3, as a humble man. The book of Numbers says, now Moses was a very humble man. And he says, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. He is a great leader. But he was humble. He had to lead hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people, but he was humble. Now, in the Bible, being humble have two connotations, have two things. First of all, when we say that Abraham was humble, is because he was obedient to God. Moses was obedient to God. Abraham was obedient to God. So this is a great man able to submit to God completely. He was not saying, well, actually, I'm not sure about it. He said, you need to leave your family, go to the place I'm going to show you. Humble, obedient, period, not question. That is Abraham. He's humble because he is obedient. He's not ashamed of what God is asking him. And for us as a father, what is it that we find the word of God, the voice of God is here. So when we read the Bible, for us, we are to be obedient. That is to be humble. Abraham was humble. If we study his life, even when he was going on the other way, he was able to listen to God. So that is to be humble. First, to be obedient. But the second, he was concerned about the welfare of others. Abraham was not just about himself. One example is when his cattle and the cattle of his nephew Lot became so numerous that it was difficult for both to be living in the same area. It was decided that it would be the best for the two to part company. You know what Abraham says? Well, I am older than you. I will do this. No, he said, you first. Where do you want to go? He was concerned about Lot. The second example, do you remember when God came to Abraham and said, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Abraham could say, well, they deserve it. No, he didn't say that. And every time I read that passage in Genesis, I don't know how God was so patient. You know, the patience is absolutely, okay, God, if we have 50 righteous people, 50 people who fear, will you be able to forgive these people? Yes, okay. You have 35, you have 30, you have 20. Can you imagine? He was pleading for other people. Now, as I was preparing for today, here, to be humble, here we have the two great commandments. First, what is the first commandment? Love God with all you have, with all your mind. Be obedient. Abraham was obedient. And what is the second one? Love your neighbor yourself. That's the gospel there. You know, that's Jesus speaking. Abraham was a humble man because he was obedient. He loved God. Okay, God, I'm going to do that. Second, he was concerned about others. That is something we as a fathers, perhaps an example that we could give to our children is to love God with all our hearts and to be concerned about others, regardless their background or who they are. The second thing we can see here is that Abraham was a loving father. We don't know so much about this relationship between Abraham and Isaac, but as we read here between lines, we can see how Abraham loved his child deeply. And here we have, for example, we have the dynamic between the two. They're going away to worship with his son, traveling. And as they talk, we see respect. There is a picture called, you cannot see it, it's far away, but Abraham and Isaac trudging forlornly up the mountainside. If the painter tried to paint the sorrow of Abraham as he walked, and he knows what God has asked him. But in our modern age, some children, they don't see their fathers. Sometimes they don't know their fathers. They don't have time. And I am the first one. We work. We need to work. In our society, moms and dads have to work. And sometimes, if you ask me what I regret, is not spending so much time with my family. Because I love to work. But in our society, we are, somebody called this kind of situation, absentee fathers. And a father must be on hand to teach obedience and to guide in proper principle of living. And sadly, sometimes we see fathers passing drugs upon their children. I have seen that. Teaching them things that will destroy their lives. Somebody says this in one conference, and I like it, and I quote it. He says, "Where are the fathers? Generally, the mothers are there struggling for 9 out of 10 children in single-parent homes. The father is the one who is not there." In many institutions who work with dysfunctional young people, they will say that the majority come from places where the father is absent. Fathers, sometimes we don't care enough and we don't get involved with our children. Abraham's example is that he is a loving father. But the third thing that we see here, he was humble, he was obedient to God, he was concerned about other people, he showed love to his family, to people. But Abraham gave the preeminence to the Lord. He has to show faith. Okay, we could be people who have a religion, okay? You know, we worship God in a way. We are concerned about people in our families. But it comes to faith. And here is the greatest test. Now, in our day, many of the training of faith is left to women and children. You know, here in the church, all the men put their hands up, please. All the men, boys, if you, no, not just that. All the men, okay? Thank you. Now, can you see around? Now, put your hands down. All the women put the hands up. All the women. They are outnumbered us, isn't it? But sadly, where are the men? It's wonderful we have many children, they went. You know, but you see, if we put the children in women, they outnumber us. But Abraham, his faith, he was a devout follower of God, and he took the lead in family worship experiences. He's going to worship with his son. Abraham was a great man of faith, but the time is coming when a strong faith is often exercised with strong trials and put upon hard services. My friends, sometimes it will come the time when our faith is going to be tested. Abraham was not free from that. We are not free from that. But Abraham was a man who gave the preeminence to God. This is a father's deepest test, to commit himself and his family to God. Verse 1. Let's go to Genesis chapter 22. And here comes the test. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. And let's study what happened when his faith is tested. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 said, now, I'm reading from the New King James Version because I like these words there. They said, now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham. You see, Abraham now received the news. You remember the news? I'm going to be a dad. Can you imagine when I'm going to be 100? I'm going to be a dad. Not sweet, but I don't know how he's going. And he said, I'm going to be a dad. I'm going to have my family. We are going to have a great nation. But now, after all these things, Abraham is walking with God in worship. He's doing his business. Abraham says, here I am, Lord. And the test of Abraham's faith. Verse 2. Then God says to him, take now your son, your own, God knows it's his only legitimate son, whom you love. God knows that Abraham loved Isaac. And go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Wait a minute. This is not politically correct. We need to put into prison God. He's an abuser. That is what the text says. It's his only son. He knows that he loves him. That is not fair. But God is saying, in our society, we read the Bible, say, oh, that's not relevant anymore. God says, take now your son, the son that you love, the only one you have, Abraham was a father who gave preeminence to the Lord. The results are wonderful. God first, his son second. Now, let's read. This is, if you ask me, one of the my most favorite verse, this is it. If I die tomorrow, you will know that is one of my favorite verses. I'm gonna, let's read together, and you will see why. Shall we read together? He said, Genesis 22, verse 5. He says, he's going with his servants, traveling. He's going with his son. Everything is ready. They know they are going to worship. And he reached a point and said, stay here. We will go over there and worship. And what he says? We will come back. We will come back. Wait a minute. The circumstances here is that he is going to worship, he's going to obey God, he has to kill his son. So how many people are supposed to come back? He says, we will come back. Do you understand why here Abraham, he says, the greatness of Abraham's faith was revealed to God and to all humankind in that crucial hour on Mount Moriah. Abraham passed his test. First class. We honor. Once and for all time, it was settled for all posterity to know. Before he goes to the top of the mountain, Abraham is declaring that he and his sons, they are coming back. You see how important is this verse. Sometimes we read something on the Bible and we said, well, no, I cannot do that. No, we are going to hurt other people, other religions. What the Bible says is what the Bible says. We will come back. A father's faith. And now, let's go to chapter 22. I'm going to read very briefly from verse 7. Now, this is Isaac is going with his father. And Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Father, yes, my son. Abraham replied, the fire and wood are here. Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Wait a minute. He's looking around. Where is? And he said, Abraham's answer, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went together. Only when God saw Abraham's faith, he was able to respond. Only when God is going to see our faith, he is going to respond to your prayer. When he sees my faith, he is going to respond to my prayer. The fitness test for fatherhood is at its best now, and it has not changed. It's the same. It's the same today. Abraham, shall we read together? Abraham was a meek and humble man. That's what we are called to be. Obedient to God and concerning about other people. The second, we are called to be loving moms, loving fathers, loving uncles, loving neighbors. But the third one, Abraham was a father who gave preeminence to the Lord. And because of this, he is called the friend of God. Our society needs families who are friends of God. We are called to have faith. But I don't want to scare you or scare myself. The New Testament says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Let me read it out to you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Be glad about this, even though it may now be necessary for you to be sad for a while because of the many kinds of trials you suffer. Their purpose is to prove that your faith is genuine. Even gold, which cannot be destroyed, is tested by fire. Gold is tested by fire. Now he said, your faith is much more precious than gold. Must be also what? Be tested. So that it may endure, then you will receive praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed. My faith is going to be tested. Your faith perhaps is being tested or is going to be tested. As I conclude today, this obedience of Abraham in offering up Isaac is a lively representation of, first of all, the love of God for us. We have this picture of Abraham about to sacrifice his only begotten son. And now we have on the cross the God's only begotten son being sacrificed for us. And that's the picture we see here. In delivering up his only begotten son to suffer and die for us, the Bible says in Isaiah 53 verse 10, it was my will that he should suffer. His death was a sacrifice to bring forgiveness. So the moment we see Abraham, you know, sacrificing his only son, but he is grateful to God because God has been good to him. So he does it in gratitude to God, in obedience for his friend. But God was not only under obligation to us, for we were sinners. And that's the difference. So God's love is so vast. So as I conclude this morning, I'm going to remind you that God loves us so much. And that's the picture. And the second picture, the second representation here, as Abraham's story is unfolding, Genesis chapter 22, is that is our duty to God. In return to that love, we must tread in the steps of this faith of Abraham, this father's faith. God, by his word, called us to part with all for Christ, all our sins that have become part of us, a right hand on our eyes. What is your Isaac this morning? What is my Isaac? Your job, your profession, your children, your grandchildren, your career. God wants everything. Luke chapter 14, verse 26. This is Jesus. This is not Paul. Jesus is saying, those who come to me cannot be my disciples unless they love me more than they love father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and themselves as well. You say that Jesus is loving? This is radical. You see the difference? That is what we could learn. First, he loves us so much, and our duty is to cheerfully give everything to God. What is your Isaac this morning? Do you want to crown him with many crowns? Do you want to say that he is your Lord and Savior? He wants your worship. He wants my worship. James chapter 2, verse 23, say, Abraham believed God. I don't know if I was in Abraham's place. 100 and something else, you only saw. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called what? God's friend. Do you want to believe God this morning? Do you want to? Are you struggling with something? Hey, Genesis chapter 22, verse 5 says, we will go there and we will come back together. God will bring you back together. That we have to believe. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 46. I leave you this verse as I conclude before we pray. Let's read this verse together, because this is something that we could take as a father, as a mother, as a friend, as a neighbor. Shall we read it? Whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for their children it will be a refuge. It's Proverbs 14, verse 26. Proverbs 14, verse 26 says, whoever honors the Lord, whoever surrenders his or her life to the Lord, has what? A secure fortress. In what? And for their children, it will be a refuge. May the Lord help us to be humble, obedient to God, and loving the neighbor. May the Lord help us to love everyone, to love our families. But may the Lord help us to pass the test of faith, to bring him glory, because whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for their children it will be a refuge. Happy Father's Day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for the example of a father's faith. Father, our faith is going to be tested. Our faith is being tested. But help us, like Abraham, to trust in you, to be humble, just to be obedient, and to continue to loving you and to loving our neighbors. Help us to be loving people to everyone. But help us to pass the test. Just to continue trusting in you, even when circumstances are not the best in our lives. So, Father, thank you. Because whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for their children it will be a refuge. Help us to be fathers who are going to leave behind a fortress for our children and grandchildren. Amen.